What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining the show now, we got Brandon Carwell of the Packers Wire here to talk a little bit of Packers Bears. And I guess your favorite genre of music as well, Brandon, before we go any further?
Probably old school rap.
Okay. All right. We can get down with that
90s
too.
90s rap.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. Tribe Called Quest, man. That's my stuff right there for sure.
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan for sure.
Okay. Yes. Brandon, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show in the last segment of the 9 o'clock hour. This game between the Packers and the Bears, for me personally, it does nothing to change my opinion of what they're going to do in the playoffs. I don't expect a lot of starters to play most of this game. I don't think that if the Packers win by 50, it really helps them against the team. I don't think if the Packers lose by 20, it changes my opinion if they don't have their starters in the whole game. Why should I care about tomorrow for the outcome of the Green Bay Packers season, Brandon?
Well, for one, they really haven't played well against any divisional opponents. So, I mean, back in week 11 when they played the Bears, they lost a bulk of that game. I mean, until the last quarter, and then you needed a Carl Brooks blocked field goal to win the game. So they're a blocked field goal away from being 0-5 against the division.
Looking at this Bears team, they're obviously going to come out in with a little bit of fire off of a 10-game losing streak. This is a rivalry game for them. It obviously matters a lot more to this Bears team. Are you worried about any kind of injuries happening to any Packers starters in a game with this much high energy? Is this something that you think can kill momentum for a Packers team? Or is that all just kind of stuff that's you push to the back burner and just hope to get through this game alive?
Yeah, I mean, injuries are always a concern, and the Packers are super banged up. So, you know, listening to Matt LaFleur, it sounds like, you know, if guys are questionable this week, they're probably not going to play. But injuries are just part of the game. You can't go out there and you can't play scared. I guess if someone does get banged up, they're probably going to hold them out because they are in the playoffs and they're going to need, as much help as they can get. But, injuries are just part of the game. You have to accept that. And, you know, I think it's going to be business as usual.
We saw Jaire Alexander get put out for the rest of the season earlier this week. How much of a loss is that going into the playoffs for this team? I know they haven't been playing with him for 6 weeks now, but you were expecting him for the playoffs for the most part up until this point. And then moving forward, what is his future with this organization now that he seems to be done at least for this season?
Yeah, I mean, that news is just super unfortunate. Like you mentioned, the Packers have been operating without Jaire for quite some time. And this is not new territory for them. I mean, he missed the same amount of games last year. It's super unfortunate. Yeah, he's an all-pro player. He completely changes the defense when he's out there, not only from his play, but from a leadership standpoint. As far as moving forward, the financial ramifications are not good. So there is a real possibility he's not back next year, because the cap hit would be huge. It balloons. in the off season. So, you know, are you going to pay that much for a guy who just quite frankly hasn't been available, hasn't been healthy, and you haven't been getting your money's worth for the past couple of years?
Talking here with Brandon Carwile of the Packers Wire on Wisconsin Sports Weekend. Brandon, what are you expecting out of tomorrow's game? Let's wrap that up here. Like, I mean, do you see the Packers playing a starter more than a half in this game, maybe a quarter? And how early do you think Matt LaFleur should go to the bench in this game? Is he going to be scoreboard watching and see if that Washington game is out of reach, it's not worth it, or if the Packers end up going up by 14 after a quarter, do you think that's it, not worth it anymore? How do you expect tomorrow's game to go against Chicago?
I mean, Jordan Love said he wouldn't be scoreboard watching, so I imagine Matt LaFleur kind of has instilled that mindset in the guys. But as far as, you know...
Oh, Brandon, did we lose you there? I think we might have cut out there with Brandon. We'll see if he gets back anytime here. I'll leave it up for right now. But I just don't see, Charlie, why there is a point to play the starters in this game, because it's not going to justify anything. There's no real incentive based for anyone except for Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan, I believe, has like a snaps incentive to get a boost up there, so maybe we see him play a while. But like you said, I think one of the strongest parts, most underrated parts for this Packers team is that they were able to have a healthy offensive line for most of this season. And a game like Chicago, where it really doesn't mean anything for getting into the playoffs, if you were to lose an offensive lineman, it's going to be a huge hit to this Packers team.
It is, but I think my biggest issue with benching any of those guys or trying to figure out something with that group of guys is the fact that Andre Dillard is hurt, the fact that Jordan Morgan seems to can't get healthy at all during this season. I mean, you're really looking at Jacob Monk in that backup group, Travis Glover, maybe the other rookie tackle that they drafted that nobody has really even thought about since they've drafted him. I mean, yes, you want to give some of these guys a break. You want to give the Zach Toms a break. He's been phenomenal this season. Earlier in the year, I called him my MVP of the team before Josh Jacobs started getting hot. I mean, Rashid Walker has been a lot better than what a lot of people expected him to be. I think a lot of people were expecting Jordan Morgan to come in and be the guy that fills that role. And now you're looking at Rashid Walker keeping that.
I got Brandon back here. Brandon, you got us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead. Talk about this. We were just talking about how really there's no incentive to play anyone in this game other than Sean Ryan, too, and how successful the offensive line has been. If you were going to lose him or lose anyone on that offensive line, it wouldn't really be worth it, too, for this Green Bay team. So what are you expecting out of players playing in this game?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to be said about, you know, maybe they just need to have some momentum building up. I mean, last week's performance against the Vikings was, it was a total disappointment. you know, going down 20-3 and then having to claw your way back, much like the first meeting with the Vikings. But I think you do want to, you know, have some momentum building up as you go into the playoffs, much like they were last year. You know, they were playing so well. But maybe that team was just, you know, I don't know, more special. That was a special team last year, obviously. You know, the run they went on was super remarkable. But this year, you know, I think you want to keep guys fresh, obviously, and back to the injury thing. You don't want guys who are borderline, maybe shouldn't be playing, to be out there, maybe. But I think Matt LaFleur has a good handle on that.
All right. Yeah, speaking here with Brandon Carwile of the Packers Wire here on Wisconsin Sports Weekend. Brandon, let's move ahead of this game. Let's look at the playoffs now for this Green Bay team. More than likely, they are going to end up being the 7 seed in the playoffs, it looks like. And that's because the Commanders are going up against Trey Lance. If they tie, I mean, it doesn't matter to me at all. It feels like there's no way the Packers are getting the 6th seed. But I do think that for this game tomorrow, you do want to win it because the 6th seed, there is a big difference to me between the 6th and the 7th seed. The 7th seed, the path to the Super Bowl is impossible. I will say that. I don't think that the Packers can't win a game as the 7th seed if they have to go play Philadelphia, especially since Hurts has been out for a few weeks now, almost a month by the time they play. But if you have to take the path of Eagles, and then after that, you're going to probably play the winner, you're going to play Detroit or Minneapolis, and then you're probably going to play the next one after that as well. So the 6th seed, do you think there is value in getting a first round game against the Buccaneers or against the Rams so that you don't beat yourself up the entire playoffs? Do you see there's more possibility of a run at the 6th seed versus the 7th seed?
I mean, for sure, yeah. The Eagles are obviously a super dangerous team. Playing at their home stadium is not fun at all. You know, it's a super hostile environment. It's not easy to play there. You know, we're probably going to see a silent count there. But if you're in LA, you know, there would be a huge Packer following there in the stands if they were to play the Rams. And not so much for the Buccaneers, but, you know, they have had issues in Florida in the past. But I think, you know, avoiding the Eagles would be awesome, but I think the Packers are up for any challenge. They've proven they can hang with anyone. But the 7 seed would obviously be a significant gauntlet. I mean, they'd have to potentially play 3 teams that they've lost to in the regular season, you know, each time in the Eagles, Vikings, and Lions.
All right, Brandon, I wanted to talk to you about the other big news that came out this week. Packers Pro Bowlers were announced. Josh Jacobs is a Pro Bowler. Xavier McKinney's a Pro Bowler. And Rashawn Gary is a Pro Bowler. You wrote an article about his up-and-down season on the Packers Wire. What happened that got him to this point? I mean, he's not having a better season than Aiden Hutchinson, who hasn't played since week 4. How does he even get into this game?
You know, yeah, it was a bit of a head scratcher. I know a lot of people were confused by it. I was kind of confused too, but I think it says something more about, you know, Rashawn Gary's brand. You know, his brand is growing, which is awesome to see. You know, a third of the fans do vote for the Pro Bowl, so it's awesome to see that he's now a household name. You know, you see the other defensive ends that he's playing alongside. You know, it's Bosa, it's Micah Parsons, and then you got Rashawn Gary, which you're like, well, there's a little bit of a drop-off there. I mean, he's not as impactful as those guys necessarily, but, you know, his brand is growing, so that's cool to see. But, yeah, I don't think even he himself said this week that he was surprised that he got in.
Looking at some of the alternates, you have guys like Zach Tom, Jordan Love, Josh Myers. Do you feel like any of those guys probably deserved it a little bit more than him? Do you see them eventually making the Pro Bowl just due to the injuries? Which guys are you expecting still to kind of be added to this roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think Zach Tom was for sure the biggest snub. I mean, he's been the Packers' best offensive lineman the entire season. He's just been a force to be reckoned with there at the right tackle spot. And, you know, the offensive line is tricky. You know, David Bakhtiari, he wouldn't get a Pro Bowl nod, but he would get an All-Pro nod. You know, I think players value that All-Pro nod a lot more, obviously. So I think Dak Tom's time is coming, but it usually takes a little while for offensive linemen to kind of get their name out there.
And right now, Brandon, the Packers, do you think this season as a whole, I guess playoffs pending, but if you were going to guess today, did they overachieve, underachieve, or meet their expectations for what a lot of people thought for them this season? I think if you told them they went 12-5, a lot of teams would think, a lot of Packer fans would say that's a successful regular season. When you dive into it, every team that was better than them, they lost to, and the division, it does not run through Lambeau anymore quite easily. Do you think that plays a role in deciding whether the season was a success or a failure?
I mean, I think it's tough because you look at the way they finished last year, and they were just so red hot going down the stretch. I think a lot of people expected that to carry over into this season. You know, obviously every year the goal is to win the division, right? You want to beat the Lions, you want to beat the Vikings. But, you know, I kind of use the Lions as a measuring stick because the dynamics of those teams' growth are similar. So I think the Packers are still a year behind as far as, you know, really taking the North back. But I think, you know, if you told Matt LaFleur at the beginning of the season, hey, you're going to win 12 games, you're going to make the playoffs, he would accept that gladly.
Looking a little more specific, Jordan Love became one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL this offseason. First half of the year was a little shaky. Second half is a lot more consistent, but nothing is really standing out. What would you give your expectations, or how would you rank your expectations based on the beginning of the year versus what you're seeing right now? Has he met those expectations? Is he below those expectations? Where is Jordan Love to you at this moment?
It's tough, yeah. I mean, beginning of the year was really rough. You know, definitely some questionable decision making. You know, just making poor decisions. You know, he was leading the league in picks for a while, and that was even while missing a couple games. So that was definitely disappointing. But then coming out of the bye week, you just saw the ball security was definitely ramped up a little bit. You know, he obviously had some conversation with Matt LaFleur about ball security and taking care of the ball. And now people are mad. You know, people think he's maybe being too conservative. I know his average depth per target has gone down dramatically. So, yeah, you haven't seen him take as many risks, but he's still doing an excellent job. You know, he's not putting the ball in harm's way. He's, you know, I mean, if the receivers could catch the ball, you know, that would help. Right. But his production is still pretty good.
All right, Brandon, what can we find from you on Packers Wire? What kind of stuff's coming out from you on there, my man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely have some standouts coming out from this week's game against the Bears, and then we'll be looking ahead to whoever they're playing in the playoffs, you know, talking about key matchups and things like that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brandon. We'll have to have you on again when we're talking, hopefully in a month or so, when we have Packers playing still, do you think, maybe?
I don't know. It's going to be tough. I'm keep telling myself, you know, the playoffs are a brand new ball game. Anything can happen, but you know, it's just a wait and see at this point.
All right. Thanks for jumping on today with us, Brandon. Appreciate it. Have a happy new year. All right.
Thank you. You guys do the same.